The Masters
Welcome to another episode of the Masters Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and we are welcoming back to the Masters Playground the founder, creator, and owner of the Cosmic Intelligence Agency, Agent 12, Julia Simas. Hi.
Hi, Chrissy. How are you going?
I'm doing really well. Welcome back. 2015. It is here. And with that,
the sound of it.
Yes, the story, the saga of what we've been going through is culminating. It's progressing in amazing ways. So I thought that, you know, it would be playful to really look at the year, taking a moment to stop and acknowledge this major transit of Saturn going from probably one of the most deeply profound signs, Scorpio, mm-hmm. now transitioning into Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So, you know, and this has a different impact for every sign. Let's talk a little bit about this. What is your take on the Saturn transitioning from Scorpio to Sagittarius generally?
Yeah, well, it was the kind of the best allegory for Saturn in Scorpio was that we all had to enter a deep, dark forest, and it was quite scary, but you know, everything that we were confronted with, we had to deal with in some way. And having done that, we've become stronger somehow emotionally, gotten rid of things that weren't working for us, hopefully. And now we move on with a lot more confidence. Saturn in Sagittarius is about being serious about what you're doing.
Exactly.
So you're not thinking if it's right or wrong so much. It's like, you know by now.
Right.
You'll attune your life or change things accordingly so you can live, you know, the way that it makes sense to you.
Right.
You know, according to your own system, let's say, which is Saturn. So Saturn is all about our autonomy and how we use what works for us to better our world, our life, our situation. And in Sagittarius, we take a flying leap, really. So in a way, we're a lot more daring, I think, with Saturn in Sagittarius. In Scorpio, we might have been a little bit scared to sort of rock the boat too much.
Right.
So now we're in between Capricorn and Scorpio with Sagittarius. So it is about what the system will become is what we do about it now in this 2.5 years with Saturn in Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So it's quite an important time, like, to really stick to what we believe in. And as a collective, like, you know, this is what we really want to put down, the new law, or start putting down, you know, what we've been wanting to do for a while.
It's a very exciting time, you know, in each sign, as we know in astrology, it's going to complement each sun sign a little bit differently. I look at it as if we all have, you know, these very beautifully gifted missions, what area of our own personality. And, you know, so I thought it would be fun to just do a really quick synopsis of, you know, what the signs can anticipate, starting with Aries. Saturn is entering into the ninth house.
Yeah.
Personal philosophy, religious beliefs, exploration, adventure, higher education.
Yeah, well, for every Aries sun sign or anyone with moon in Aries or other personal planets in Aries, Saturn will be trining those Aries planets in this two and a half years. So it's for the early Aries aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So from, I can't even really think now, but from set zero Aries to, let's say, a third way through for 2015. Mm-hmm. So anything between zero and 10 degrees of Aries will be targeted by a trine with Saturn. So it's really consolidating, you know, the Aries mission, you know, what the Aries mission is, and really giving it a lot of backup.
Excellent.
A lot of, you know, good structuring of what, you know, Aries can be sort of all over the place and have great ideas and want to do a lot, but often lacks the backup.
Right.
Saturn will now be able to sort of infuse it with, which is very supportive for Aries.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of leadership qualities that they're going to be entering into, and also personal growth, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, and that could also reveal new professional paths for Aries as a whole.
So, absolutely. Well, Saturn's all about work as well, isn't it? So, and in the end, you know, I think Aries is very much, whenever I do readings for Aries people or Aries on the midheaven or whatever, people want to be their own boss. They're not very good at, you know, working for someone else. So that is the mission.
Yeah, excellent.
You know, how you be independent enough to create your own work, I suppose, and be responsible only for what you do.
So excellent, Aries. You know, we have quite a period here for you. Now, again, this is Saturn in Sagittarius occurring from, you know, December 23rd, 2014 until December 19th, 2017. With the exception of the little retrograde back into Scorpio, which we'll get into. You know. Then we have Taurus with Saturn entering into the eighth house. Now I'm quite intrigued with the Taurus party.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because the invitation that is before them is the cautious urge to merge. It's very cautious, but the urge is still there.
So, yeah, it's very strong energy in Taurus.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because it deals quite a bit with, you know, joint ventures, intimacy, combining money, energy, time, property with other people. What is your, I mean, the eighth house?
Well, first of all, I think the Taurus energy will be signing a big relief because, you know, it's not opposite their sign anymore.
Exactly.
So whatever they've been through, it's getting better. You know, the last 2.5 years have been very difficult, very confronting. And although that doesn't dissipate that quickly, it will be, easing up somewhat. So you'll find a relief in the hard work that you'll put through or held on to, actually, for the last, you know, held on for dear life in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So work wouldn't have been that easy, but now it does start to pay off again. So
I'm really interested in this, you know, the opportunity of allowing, you know, others into their experience a little bit more than not.
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about the sign of Sagittarius, where Saturn is, and Taurus, you know, Taurus is so sort of grounded and homey and loves to, you know their boundaries, mm-hmm. which is very Saturn-like in a way.
Yeah.
Whereas Sagittarius is all about openness and not having boundaries and looking beyond. So it's not one that looks eye to eye to each other.
Right.
So it's still quite confronting for a Taurus, I think, but better than it was. Saturn is where the lessons are going to be for you now. So it may be moving away from, you know, what you've always wanted to control or be, you know, the center of and looking at different things, which is a different journey for a Taurus.
Excellent. So, yeah, there's a payoff, you know, with self-acceptance in the process for them, you
uh-huh.
know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So very excited for the Taurus. Now, with Gemini, Saturn is entering into the seventh house. And the emphasis there is committed relationships.
Uh-huh.
They're known to be a very free-spirited sign, not one to be tied down too much. So this is a very interesting opportunity for Geminis as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I see it with being, you know, it's all, you know, Gemini and Sagittarius opposite, of course. So it's really about structuring again the big ideas that you have, and like Gemini is all over the place, picking up information from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you know, a bit of a message for a Gemini. Well, why don't you structure one part of, you know, what you're trying to put together? You know, like Sagittarius is a focus point. Okay. You know, where are you heading? Make this all make sense somehow.
Yes.
So it's going to make it help Geminis make a lot of sense of a lot of things, sure, through relationships as well. So maybe someone more like a guru or a mentor that will help you that way. So I'd say that study is a very, or consolidating some kind of study for a Gemini would be a good thing this during this time.
Geminis do enjoy good study, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or making more of all the things you've already done. You know, like putting it into some kind of a project, like the big idea. It's time to do it now.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cancers are really interesting. Saturn is entering into their sixth house. And this has quite a bit to do with health, habits, how they go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, in essence, really reinventing how they go about doing things for their self-improvement.
Routines have to be looked up a little differently, perhaps. You know, the way that you control your everyday environment, good or bad, you know, needs to be looked at if that's working or not. Mm-hmm. Cancer can be very habitual.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the way that, you know, habits are formed and why I do something, some of those things might not be working so well anymore. And Saturn will really highlight that. So have a new look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Have a new look at the way that you're, let's say, you know, conforming to what you should be doing, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In health issue, I mean, when we start looking at our health in this big world,
yes.
it's like we're told so many things. We really have to find out for ourselves. So instead of maybe listening to a doctor, or now again, Sagittarius is a very alternative type of sign, you know, related to the centaur and being quite natural and free.
Yeah.
So maybe freeing up from some of the constrictions that we think is actually good for our health, but it's not.
Now, Leos, Saturn is entering into the fifth house, you know, and we're dealing with romance, passion, self-expression, pleasure, entertainment, play.
It's a real test of faith and what you're doing in the world and what you want to continue doing, like your own unique self being out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't done it yet, this is your last 6 months to really shine for your truth. So it's a real truth serum for a Leo.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Yes. Yeah. They're, you know, a much more serious approach to their creativity, love,
yeah.
Dating, even, you know, the artistic talent, you know, taking it to, or any talent in general, taking it to new professional heights, you know.
Sure.
There.
Well, it's also a real maturity phase as well. So for any Leo, there's a, you know, a growing up phase. The fifth house is like the child in us as well. So with Saturn there, it's like, okay, it's time to get a bit more serious or
yes.
real or grow up a little bit somehow.
Now, with Virgo, Saturn is entering into their fourth house. And so for them, there's home comes into play for them. How, you know, their domestic life is, their sense of security, you know, it has quite a bit to do with restructuring their self-care time. You know, the foundations and roots is primarily the focus.
You know, thinking about Virgo, all the mutable signs will be having a serious square with Neptune or an opposition.
Yeah.
So opposition to Gemini, squares to Pisces and Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
So now these can be very confronting times to actually get it right. When we have the square like to Virgo and Pisces, it will be the same. And to really consolidate what's going at home. I mean, Saturn going through the fourth house, let's say, would very much make you realize what you don't like about maybe how things are going at home. If you're maybe still living at home, you might sort of sense that, oh, okay, it's time to go. I need to have my own rules at home.
Sure,
you know, I'm not following anyone else's here. So it's really sort of consolidating what maybe if you live with other people, you might find that difficult because it doesn't no longer will work for you. It's that sort of stuff, like a responsibility to take control of the situation, however you find yourself at home.
Now, Libras have been going through quite an interesting journey. Now, with Saturn entering into their third house, it's their communication house, boosting their you know, ability to really get out there, you know, in a variety of ways as writers, speakers, teachers, thinkers, quite a bit of communication and interaction with their immediate environment, siblings. I see them really stepping up and voicing themselves in a way they probably haven't in a while.
Yeah, well, like you said, they've been through a lot, so they've got a lot of experience now on board, let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have to go through the decks to actually gain the wisdom and the gold, let's say. So yeah, they're ready to sort of talk or, you know, put the word down, put mm-hmm. the hard word down, whatever that is, yeah, into a book or so for Libra, it's very much communicating what they've been absorbing all this time.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever outlet that could be. Yeah.
Yeah, and the potential to form very prosperous new friendships is there for them, you know, with the ability to relate with others, with their story, if you will.
Sure. Well, very real relationships as opposed to, you know, superficial ones.
Yeah, excellent.
You know, ones that really, I mean, Saturn transits, generally, we tend to sort out the you know, like the people in our lives that, you know, don't give back or are not supportive, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, things. So we can really sort of see people for what they are, what they do represent for us, if they are a bit of a backbone or not,
mm-hmm.
if that's what we need them for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Saturn helps work all of that out.
Now, Scorpio, very interesting party for them. Saturn is entering into their second house. And it really deals with their finances and their career, personal possessions, but really tying it into what their self-worth is and their values. So this is mm-hmm. a very interesting story for Scorpios.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like they're living a new truth now, probably, you know, because Saturn was in their sign for the last 2.5 years. So now they consolidate the truth and what it's worth to them, you know, to live by their newfound strength,
yeah.
I suppose. So Scorpios will be probably the best equipped right now to actually do that.
Yes. You know, the opportunity to align it to their principles is there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very exciting, I guess you could say, truth serum for them as well, of
yeah.
actually
mm-hmm.
putting it into manifesting their own sense of prosperity.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Excellent. Now, Sagittarius, as we know, you know, Saturn is in their first house. So here we go.
Well, in a way, that's probably the hardest one, you know, when we know the Saturn-Sun conjunction for a Sagittarius will happen somewhere in the next 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always a very testing time. It can be very difficult for them, but getting through the Saturn transit just makes you, you know, much stronger about everything that you're, you know, that you are in the world. So really consolidating the Sagittarius spirit, which is you, if your sun is in Sagittarius, and taking it on, like really meaning it. It's much more meaningful now. Everything becomes much more meaningful, you know, and if it's not, it's not going to survive.
Yeah, so it's a, you know, it's a total life reinvention, you know.
Yeah.
It really is. It's everything is up for under review. So,
and we've got to remember that the Saturn cycle is like roughly 29 years. So it was 29 years ago that Saturn, you know, for those of us that are older than 29, was at that point last time. So always good to reflect for any of us. Where, you know, what was happening 30 years ago, what was happening 29, 30 years ago for all of us, because the same transit was happening with Saturn. So that will give you a bit of an indication. Was it, you know, a hard time? Was it a consolidating time? Probably all of those all at once, but, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, Saturn transits can actually be extremely helpful and consolidating and really set you up for the next 30 years.
Brick by brick, building,
yes.
from, you know, building, rebuilding from the ground up, Sagittarius. Now with Capricorns, Saturn is entering into the 12th house for them. And here we're dealing with that which is hidden or below the surface, you know, karma, self-undoing, yes. soul growth, hidden strengths, very exciting, hidden weaknesses, dreams, private affairs, spiritual studies. This is a very interesting reflective phase for Capricorns.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, a sign to sort of take a bit of time out, you know, from the hard world, working so hard or, you know, pushing it, let's say, you know, it's the time to look back into your past. It's about getting into that more spiritual reason for living.
Yeah.
As well, the 12th house, you know, so no doubt a Capricorn has done everything well in the world and done the best they can and all that type of stuff. But now it's time to sort of dream a little bit, let's say, to get ready for the next phase.
Yeah, I feel, but, you know, for some reason, the Hermit card keeps coming up, you know, when I think of the Capricorns of, you know, this
12th house Capricorn,
sort of solitary retreat, you know, into going within, you know, self-realize even more. So it's very exciting, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With Aquarius, now this is interesting for them. We have Saturn going into the 11th house. So this has everything to do with acquaintances, friends, groups, community, organizations, hopes, wishes, aspirations, humanity. Aquarius are the natural ruler of the 11th house. So they're in their zone. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is, you know, it's a good sign that they will be very much putting together and consolidating a lot of the dreams that they've had for humanity.
Right.
And being able to play that role the best way they can, whatever that is, as maybe be taking charge of some kind of cause, like, you know, finally sort of committing themselves to it, you know, and doing something really quite solid about that. Maybe your everyday job is not necessarily, you know, the norm. It is in that 11th house field, so you can really help consolidate the kind of work you want to do. For the good of everyone.
Yes. So there we are. And we will conclude with probably my favorite sign. Why? Because it's my sign and your sign.
And mine.
Yes. Pisces. We have Saturn entering into the 10th house. You know, and with the 10th house, we're dealing with success and professional endeavors, our careers, a profession, contribution to society, long-term plans, the ability to, you know, to grow in leaps and bounds into leadership and self-sufficiency and mastery are there, but if we do the work, if you will. You know.
Yeah, well, that's what it's work. You know, we probably know what kind of work we want to do. And the thing about Pisces and Sagittarius is that they're both ruled by Jupiter. So the outlook of Sagittarius and Pisces can be seen as quite similar. It's very open. There are no boundaries to things. So Saturn there, you know, will very much help us consolidate, you know, the big picture that we have. The Saturn is going to be very helpful in that sense for drawing it down, let's say, and working on it more. Yeah, but still a lot of work to do.
still a lot of work, but it's very interesting because it is the opportunity for us to come into our own, if you will, you know, by this focusing that Saturn brings to us.
Yeah.
And you know, it really has us moving forward with kind of like a seasoned expert energy pertaining to our endeavors and taking that to new heights. So very exciting opportunity for all signs. Let's go ahead and transition into a song and marinate in the information of what Saturn has in store for us a little bit. Enjoy.
Now just let me adjust the spatial controls and we'll move to another observation point.
Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and we are here with the founder, owner, and creator of CIA, the Cosmic Intelligence Agency, Agent 12. Welcome back. Excellent. So we have been talking about Saturn and what it means for each of the signs. Now, as we know, it has transitioned into the sign of Sagittarius after being in Scorpio for what felt like forever, you know,
a
very long time, you know, and even though Saturn will be in Sagittarius between December 23rd, 2014 until December 19th, 2017, there is a period of where it is going back into Scorpio.
And that's... Don't be afraid.
Yes. And that's going to be half for a duration of 3 months.
June to September. So like mid-June to mid-September.
So it really seems as if, you know, going back into Scorpio, we're having to go back into, you know, these deep truths.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, the openness of Sagittarius and then going back into Scorpio, it's almost like, okay, hang on, I forgot something, or you forgot something, go back and have a look, you know?
Yeah.
So we get this chance again to, with a renewed type of mind and thinking, because we've been in Sagittarius for a while, to actually go back with a new idea. So we've got fresh eyes to relook at that again. So it can be more revealing than it was last time. So we've just had that period now of Saturn at the last degrees of Scorpio, just before Christmas, like December.
Right.
So it will be like this time we've just had, because Saturn will be retrograde, so it will be slow. It will only move back a few degrees into Scorpio. So it really translates to this December and November time that we've just had. So if there was tension in your life and, you know, something going on at that time, it might not have been completely resolved. So we really need to re-go there or re-look at that. But we have got a fresh outlook.
Yeah. So any stories that perhaps still linger, I love that you're highlighting on what has been unresolved, because it does feel as if we're going back to clean up, you know, these, you know, and it's really karmic in a way, you know, these karmic clean, I feel it's a karmic cleanup on all five, you know?
yeah, that's right. You know, what if I forget, not forget to do, but maybe purposely avoided, you know, that type of thing. Because let's face it, some things we don't want to confront, even though we have to.
Yeah.
We just think, oh, that's just too hard, or that's, you know, I don't want to do it. I know personally there's something in my life that's like that, and I'm wondering if it will come up probably at that time.
Yeah, I would agree. I think many of us have, you know, and I really do feel that Saturn and Scorpio offered a few, I guess you could say, battle wounds of where, you know, things did blow up, you know, things did come to sudden abrupt endings. And it's very logical that, you know, the story is perhaps not completed. And this is the opportunity where we can go back and tend, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's interesting when a slow-moving planet does retrograde for a short time back into a sign. So it's quite significant.
Beautiful. So that's going to be to occur until mid-September, and then we forge forward with the story of Saturn and Sagittarius for the remainder, you know, again, taking us into December, mid-December 2017, which is, you know, again, highlighting the stories that we just communicated through all the signs. Yes. Now, some other exciting things are happening in the year 2015. we have been going through a very interesting experience since 2012 with the 7 Uranus-Pluto squares that have popped up. And the last of the 7 is occurring in mid-March 2015. You know.
Yeah.
So what is your take on this Uranus-Pluto square party, if you will?
Well, yeah, I mean, the timing of the last square is really interesting because, well, it happens at 15 Capricorn and Aries, but just 2 days after, or 3 days after, is the Aries ingress, the Aries equinox, and also an eclipse at 29 degrees, 29 Pisces.
Yeah.
So all of that happening, you know, all in one go, let's say, just, you know, within a few days of each other, is really quite significant of ending a cycle. Although I wouldn't say that the Pluto-Uranus squares are really ending, because their influence is around for another couple of years, because they're such slow movers. So we can't really, you know, say that that's over, or, you know, although it is, you know, the finite sort of exact aspect. But to sort of culminate around an eclipse at 29 Pisces, it's an ending and a beginning all at once, and around at the equinox as well. So, you know, we're starting anew. We've already started anew, but it's very significant, as in, you know, these seven squares have been very important for revealing to all of us what the new life, our own personal new life or new world for us is all about.
Yes.
And getting much, I mean, looking at all the astrology of next year, it's going up a notch. It's not as deep and dense as it has been. It's actually lightening up. And we will find that it's going to be easier to be, you know, to be walking the talk and everything that we've wanted to change for these last few years, which is not so easy. We know that we have to do something, but how, and, you know, what's the process and all that sort of stuff is what we've been going through.
Yes.
So now it's just, it will be, let's say, you know, I couldn't say it will be easier for everyone, but those that have been working towards that, it will be.
Yeah. So what a year awaits for us. What a year, and what an incredible journey we have been on since, I mean, all of life in general, but I personally am honing in on this amazing transition since 2012, how it's all coming into culmination. So it's going to be a very interesting journey for all of us as we really are tending to ourselves. And it's such a beautiful gift. It really is, Agent 12. We're just, you know, we're being gifted the opportunity of becoming more of who we really are to ourselves. You know, that's the governing truth, at least from my perspective. Each of us are gifted the opportunity to, you know, going back to that supermarket reference of, you know, tending to different aisles.
Yes.
You know, and really cleaning up whatever it is that no longer works for us in a variety of ways. So,
Well, I think that's the message of Saturn Sagittarius. Don't try and do everything. Do something well.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the whole Sagittarius thing, oh, wow, there's so much happening, there's so much to do, there's so many places to go or be or whatever. But we can't do all of that. You know, consolidate, focus, pick a stream, pick a cause, pick a something that you are really devoted to and do it well. And you know, for all of us to take on something like that, you know, you can't go wrong. That's you know, I don't know, is it a secret? Probably not. It's just a way to, you know, to know that we can do something purposeful and meaningful in our own jobs for the greater good. So I think that's, you know, generally how everyone wants to work somehow. Like, getting there is the hard part. Or trying to work out what that is that could be done. But as long as you just focus on one thing, you know, you'll get there. So giving it the hours, giving it the time.
Right.
It's
right.
Like, you know, if we want to heal ourselves, we have to give it time. We don't just, you know, miracle cures. Well, maybe sometimes, but
steady progress. And that's and, you know, and as we know, Saturn is a slow moving planet, and it likes slow and steady.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, and we have work to do. We're going in. So here we go. 2015 is upon us. So let's go ahead and transition into the last song for the evening. I hope you enjoy it. And when we come back, we will have fun with tarot cards.
Thank you.
To the Master's Playground. I am Agent 325, also known as Chrissy Stereo. And tonight we have our wonderful guest, creator, founder, and owner of CIA, Cosmic Intelligence Agency, Agent 12. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so we are at the portion of the show. Now, traditionally on the Master's Playground, every week I love to draw a card and talk about, okay, what are the energies that we could expect for the week? But let's move forward. Instead of doing that on a weekly basis, it would be fun to go ahead and look at what are the energies that we can expect for the year. I drew our first card, which is a very interesting card. The overall energy that we could expect for the year, the Nine of Wands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right? Now, basically, it's highlighting that we're making things more manifest and that we are fulfilling our true potential of our higher selves. We're accomplishing missions. We're surveying the field of we're surveying the field of our endeavors, contemplating the journey that has led us to this new plateau of existence.
Wow, it's so set in Sagittarius, isn't it?
Yes.
I just see that as the manifesting of all the ideas that we have had circulating in everything that we know. We've got all the information. That shows we've got all the information.
Yeah, there's nothing new that we need to go and find. Saturn in Scorpio really had us identifying these truths already. In a way, you know, it's in our knapsack. We're ready to, you know, move forward working with the tools that we were, in essence, gifted with.
But also knowing that all the great ideas that we have, they are for a reason. There is something that can be done with them.
Yes.
So you know, being the nine card, you know, it's putting together all of everything that's come before in all the wands. And the wands are all about aspirations and ideas and a spiritual quest, let's say. So, so again, it's like walk the talk.
Right. I read what's known as Kabbalah Tarot, and the Nine of Wands is further down in the Tree of Life, and it is really already taking all of these aspirations, inspirations of our divine truth, which is really not based on the ego, and it's not based on over-sacrificing ourselves. It's really based on the centered pillar unity with the cosmos and bringing that into manifestation. So in essence, not only do we have the opportunity to gift ourselves with this truth, and wands in Kabbalah Tarot mean, you know, it pertains to the self.
Self-development.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So what a beautiful opportunity not only to gift it to ourselves, but look at the gift that we have to share with everyone, you know, as a result, because we are taking the time to bring that into our manifested truth.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful.
Yeah, very, very fitting.
Yes.
Always is.
Yes. Now, another question that I like to ask, how do we navigate these energies?
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up getting the Judgment card.
Oh, right.
You see? Yeah. Now, what's really interesting, when we look at the Judgment card, it's really the Phoenix rising. You know, we've come to the end of something. Based on energy and time, you know, with energy and time, and that we're now going along with things, that we are making the commitment to ourselves. There is no second thought. We're not going to be talking ourselves out of all this great truth, if you will.
Yeah.
But again, going back to the Phoenix, it's rebirth, resurrection, transformation, emergence, and my favorite keyword, awakening.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's perfect for the last Pluto Uranus square, because the main message from those squares has been to transform. You know, transform and change and together sort of coming out to a new awareness about the future.
It's really, I mean, the whole theme of the year of what I'm getting out of these two cards is that, you know, we're making things more manifest and we are literally redefining who we are. You know, I don't think it's too much of a newsflash. Too much.
No,
you know,
it's so fitting. But yeah, for all of us, we can relate to that. I'm sure.
So you know, many blessings are sent out to everyone. You know, and the true revolutionary reinvention that we are invited to apply into our own lives.
Yeah.
So let's draw one last card, and this one, I thought it would be fun to simply ask you what you would like to ask of the cards on behalf of everyone who's listening, and then we'll see what the cards have to say.
Right. Well, we just asked how we deal with these transits. So, I don't know, maybe something like, what is the collective mission?
Ooh.
I know it's me, but...
It's so Star Trek of you to ask. I love this. Okay. All right. We have the Eight of Pentacles, also known as the Eight of Discs. Very interesting. the collective mission. You know, for those of you who may or may not have a deck in front of you, it is a little boy who's steadily working on carving a new coin, you know, a new disc, if you will. And here, what's happening, it's a real acceptance of things. It's, you know, making things very tangible. The acceptance of fate. There is this sort of, you know, it is what it is type of energy. It is highlighting that we're not trying to force things. And if you look at the imagery, you don't see the
just keep working away at it.
Exactly. And that the sacrifice has been made. And that we're actually doing it. And it's really highlighting how we're committing ourselves to our cosmic path, if you will, our spiritual path. Yeah. And there's an enthusiasm with the process and growth, and that it's exciting and rewarding. And the overall advice is to engage in the creation while attaining new levels of knowledge and self-awareness.
Oh, that's perfect.
So there we go.
Engage in the creation.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it's interesting because we've highlighted healing ourselves, you know, going through all these different aisles in the supermarket, the cleanups that we're doing. And it's the steady work, you know, and then we have Saturn with its very father time type of energy, very slow, you know, we're working on this. You know, I always think of it like an elder grandfather who's just, you know, oh, we have to do this type of energy. It's quite lovely because we're really working on raising our own frequencies, raising our collective consciousness. And that's the gift of the Eight of Discs, this commitment energy.
Yeah. So. Well, it's also, like, I see the disc is very much bringing it down to Earth. Exactly. So materializing the, let's say, cosmic connection or spiritual, you know, spiritual connection as well, and really doing something about it down here, not thinking of it as something very separate from us, but actually, you know, very much part of us.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, he's drawing pentacles.
Yeah,
he's drawing stars, isn't he?
Yes, yes. Isn't it lovely? So, I love so how it all comes together. I love it. And of course, it's highlighting the eights, which is taking the cosmos, making it more manifest. It's just such a beautiful. Yeah.
Well, that's what we've got to believe in as well. That, you know, whatever we're doing, whatever we're trying to change, it's not a waste of time. This is what we're doing now with Saturn in Sagittarius, is we're structuring the future. Which is a good way to look at it.
So with that, I think that's a really great send-off for everyone. And now we're off to structure the future. So thank you so much for joining us again on the Master's Playground.
Oh, pleasure, Chrissy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're out there. And so until the next time, everyone, you are listening to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and you can find this broadcast and more not only on CIA's website and fan page, but you can also find it on my website, triplegoddesspro.me. So with that, let 2015 begin.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are the divine.
The divine.
The divine.
The divine.
The divine.
The master.
The master.
The master. The master. The master. The master. The master.